This is a gentle yoga stretching practice. It can be practiced anytime, anywhere. Just listen to what your body needs and follow your breath. Listen to each breath in and each breath out. Okay, we'll begin just by taking a nice seat, maybe by propping the bum up on a pillow or two, or even sitting in a chair, somewhere where the lower part of the body can begin to relax, but the lumbar spine, the mid-back, is nice and long. It doesn't want to slump over. And just crossing the ankles if you're sitting on the floor, or just sitting with your feet right below your knees if you're sitting in a chair. Feeling the base of the spine, the sacrum, rooting down into the chair or into the earth, feeling that connection. Relaxing through the hips, relaxing through the knees. And as you breathe in, begin to feel the space between each vertebra growing just a little bit longer, a little bit taller. And with the next breath out, through the nose, relax the shoulders away from the ears. With this next breath in, feel the collarbone spread back. And as you breathe out, feel your shoulder blades draw down the back. We're drawing them down toward the hips. With this next breath in, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you breathe out, soften the face. We're moving through these practices coming from a place of ease. And as you sit here in this posture, just begin to scan the body. Notice any places where you feel tightness or tension. Just noticing them. The body changes a lot from day to day, and it is through these practices, which begin by noticing, which begin by tuning in, that we are able to work with the body where it is right now, which is exactly where it needs to be in this moment. Now from here, just gently bring the hands to the heart, just in a prayer position with your palms touching each other and your thumbs pressing into the sternum. As you breathe in, sweep the hands in front of the face and bring them up overhead. Gaze at the thumbs. And as you breathe out, turn the palms out and release them down to your sides slowly, just taking the entire length of the breath to complete this movement. As you breathe in, turn the palms up. Sweep the hands way up overhead, gazing up at the thumbs. And as you breathe out, bring the hands back into your heart. We'll repeat that movement. We'll breathe in, bring the hands up in front of the face, overhead, gaze up. And as you exhale, turn the palms out. Release the hands slowly down to the sides, using the entire length of that breath, keeping the breath smooth and even, turning the palms up. And as you inhale, sweep the arms up. Begin to feel the space between the ribs. And as you exhale, bring the hands back into the heart. Good, now from here we'll just do a nice gentle twist with the body so the feet are still crossed at the ankles or you're still just sitting nice and tall in your seat. Bring your right hand to your left knee or the left thigh and bring your left hand behind the low back. Nice and gentle here, don't push. As you breathe in, lengthen your spine. And as you breathe out, just begin to twist over that left shoulder, beginning at the base of the spine, just gently spiraling a twist up from the low back to the mid back to the upper back, the shoulders, the neck, the nose, up beyond the crown of the head. And as we twist, we lengthen our spine with each breath in. We deepen the twist gently with each breath out. Let's take one more breath here. One more breath out. And inhale, come back to center. Now just wiggle the body from side to side. Just make some little movements, noticing where you feel tight. just noticing how that might make your body feel different on one side. Take the left hand, place it on the right knee or the right thigh, and place the right hand behind the low back. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine. And as you breathe out, begin to twist. So again, we're growing nice and tall. With each in-breath, feel the space between the vertebrae. And with each breath out, we deepen our twist. Now take care that the shoulders are staying relaxed. We're still drawing the shoulder blades down the back. The heads of our shoulders, the tops of our shoulders, are away from the earlobes. Inhaling back to center. Now, if you're not already on the floor, come down onto the floor, making yourself as comfortable as possible. Maybe propping your seat up on some cushions or some folded blankets so that your hips are above your knees in space. That'll create a bit of ease through the low and mid back and ease through the outer hips. Now just cross the legs gently. We call this Sukhasana in Sanskrit, which means easy pose or sweet pose. So find a place that is easy or sweet. Take your time. As you breathe in, sweep the arms up and overhead. And as you breathe out, just begin to fold forward. Let's lead with our hands, using our hands to brace ourselves on the floor. So find a spot where the hands can support your upper back. We're keeping the back long here. Our tendency is to round, but let's keep the spine straight so that our heart, rather than our head, is leading us down to the floor. Now just use your hands to support you. And again, with each breath in, we lengthen the spine. With each breath out, maybe our chest comes a little bit closer to earth. Maybe not. Maybe with each breath out, we just release a bit through the hips. We relax wherever we're holding tension. Now, the important thing to remember when we're practicing these postures is that when we first begin to feel tension or tightness in any place in the body, or if something comes up in your mind where you think, oh, yikes, that is where we stop. We stop there. We work in that space. You can breathe into that space, around that space, and as you breathe out, see if you can let go of tension. Let's use the hands to slowly walk ourselves back up to a nice seated position. We'll move our legs out to the side and come to hands and knees with our elbows right below the shoulders and our wrists right below the elbows. Spread the fingertips nice and wide so that your index fingers are parallel to each other. The knees are right below the hips. Now, take good care here as you inhale to create a neutral spine. So maybe tuck the tailbone under just a little bit, flatten out that low back, and lengthen through the back of the neck. So maybe gaze down at the floor. Good. This is our neutral tabletop position. As you inhale, let the belly drop down and arch the back so the tailbone points up. Shift the gaze up as well. We call this cow pose. Now, as you breathe out, press your hands really into the floor, round the back, gazing at the belly. Cat pose. We'll inhale, drop the belly down, arching the back, coming into cow. And as you breathe out, make your way into cat. So this is like a Halloween cat, a black cat with the back really, really arched. Just imagine all of those little prickly hairs on the top of that cat as you exhale, just pressing into the hands, drawing the tailbone down toward the floor. As you inhale, again, arch the back, looking up. And as you exhale, round the back, look at the belly. As you inhale, come back to your neutral spine. Just take a moment to find that neutral spine where the low back has flattened out, the back of the neck has flattened out, and you are again with your breath. We'll work on a few strengtheners for our core, for our belly, which you know are so important for keeping our back safe, So we'll stay on our hands and knees. And if you need to take a break at any time, just rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor, or keeping the bottom lifted up and resting the forehead on the floor. Good. Now from here, we'll inhale and kick your right leg straight back. Just nice long line with the spine. And as you exhale, release it to the earth. As you inhale, lift up the left leg straight back. Maybe flex the foot, ignite the legs. Exhale, release it down. One more on each side. We'll inhale, kick the right leg straight back. And exhale, release it down. Nice neutral spine. Inhale, left leg straight back. And exhale, release it down. Now this time we're going to add some arms in. So as you inhale, lift the left leg straight back, the right leg straight back. Now lift the left arm up, extending it straight forward. And exhale, release it down. Let's inhale, kick the left leg straight back, lift up the right arm, and exhale, release it down. Good. Another on each side. Inhale, right leg, left arm lift. Exhale, release it down. Inhale, left leg straight back, right arm straight forward. And exhale, release it down. Good. Now let's relax here. Either rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor, or keep the bum lifted and rest the forehead on the floor. Just get a nice stretch through the mid-back, through the upper back here. We call this half downward facing dog, which in Sanskrit, if you're interested, is Ardha Adho Mukha Svanasana. And it is just like a position that a dog might make. My dog, especially. Shaila. Good. Now let's come back to our tabletop position and we'll move into this sequence one more time, but we're just going to hold each of these postures, these core strengthening postures, for a few breaths. So as you inhale, kick your right leg straight back and extend the left arm straight out in front of you. Now spread those right fingertips wide. Just create a nice base. And if you think about it, begin to turn that right hip under. So we're creating a nice flat back. Good. Just one more breath here. And exhale, release. Good, we'll switch. Inhale, kick the left leg straight back, extend the right arm straight out. Again, connect the left hand to the earth. Breathing the spine long. And exhale, release. Good. Good for the belly. Wonderful. Let's again rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor, or keeping the hips lifted and rest the forehead on the floor in half dog. Walk the fingertips out on the floor. Get a nice long stretch through the back. Beautiful. This is a cure-all pose. When our head is below our hearts, we're just getting all sorts of wonderful benefits to our energy system, where we experience less anxiety, we sleep better, we sort of recirculate the blood in our body. Now from here, come all the way down to your belly. So the belly is on the floor, the tops of the feet are on the floor, the chest is on the floor, and we'll just bring our elbows right underneath the shoulders so that the forearms are parallel to each other. Again, our index fingers are parallel to each other. Now, our tendency here is to just sort of like sink down and let the tops of the shoulders come right into the ears. Let's press down into the elbows and lift the heart up. Good. So this is a nice gentle back bend. If you find that this is too intense, take the elbows forward, maybe a hand length. Now feel the belly connect to the earth. And we're going to make this active through the legs by pressing the pinky toe side of the legs really into the floor. You'll feel the inner legs, the inner thighs float up toward the sky. Now once you do that, relax the muscles in the bum, relax the glutes. And we'll just breathe here. Just getting a nice, beautiful stretch through the low back. And we're getting some length through the neck. Now, if you feel tightness here in the low back, it might have something to do with a stiff neck as well. Good. Now, one more breath. And as you breathe out, release it all the way down to the floor. Let's roll over onto the back. And from here, bring the soles of the feet to the floor. Take your right leg and cross it up and over the left leg. Extend your arms out to a T position so they're perpendicular to the spine. Then bend the elbows and draw the arms toward each other, keeping your shoulders down so they're not up by the ears. They're just nice and low. If the arms don't go together, that's okay. Now from here, as you breathe in, lift the feet up off the floor. We'll just breathe here. Now, if you like, you can pulse this. You can inhale, lift the feet up off the floor, and exhale, release them down to the earth. Inhale, bring them up, and exhale, release them down. Inhale, bring them up, and exhale, release them down. One more. Inhale, bring them up. Exhale, release them down. Release the arms out to T. Uncross the legs, and we'll switch. We'll cross the left leg up and over top of the right, just like you would imagine someone sitting at a desk. Bend the elbows and draw the arms toward each other. Good. Then once you have the arms drawn toward each other, lift the feet up off the floor. Now again, you can inhale, rising up through the knees. Exhale, release the feet back down to the floor. Inhale, lift, and exhale, release. Inhale, lift, and exhale, release. Good. Let's release the arms out to T, uncross the legs. Now bring the feet close into the bottom, into the bum, but keep them about hip-width apart, maybe even a little bit farther than hip-width apart. Now as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor and just lift the lowest part of your back up off the floor. Now as you breathe out, come up onto the tippy toes and just roll down all the way onto the floor with the low back. Good. Release the heels. As you inhale, lift up through the low back, maybe lifting up just a little bit higher. And as you exhale, come up onto the tippy toes and roll all the way down. Good. Again, as you inhale, lift up, pressing into the feet. As you exhale, come up onto the tippy toes and roll all the way down. One more. This time, press the feet into the floor as you inhale, lifting up. And we'll just stay here for a few breaths. Now, our body is being supported here by our legs. So if you can think about it, relax your glutes. Relax the muscles in your bum. You'll notice that the quadriceps take over. Your hamstrings are pretty relaxed here, but the fronts of our legs are really doing the work. We're still breathing gently through the nose, easy in and easy out. Let's come up onto the tippy toes again and roll down one vertebrae at a time. Now hug your knees into your chest, just rocking gently from side to side. Now as you breathe in, really hug the knees in. As you breathe out, lift your nose to your knees. As you breathe in, release the head to the floor. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on your knees. Let's let the feet come all the way down to the floor again. Extend the arms out to T and take in a breath here. As you breathe out, let your knees fall to the right and look over your left shoulder. Good. Now we're relaxing the shoulders into the floor. They're just melting into the floor. We're releasing tension through the whole left side of the body. You might feel a nice stretch through the left hip. Let's inhale back to center. And exhale, let the knees fall to the left, gazing over the right shoulder, relaxing the face, relaxing the right side of the body, releasing any muscles that think they need to be doing work on the inner thighs, and let the legs fall where they may. Feel the face softening. Let's inhale and bring the knees back to center. And then as you exhale, release both legs all the way out onto the floor and turn the palms up here. This is where we absorb all of the wonderful energy that we created through this practice. This pose is called Shavasana, which is Sanskrit for corpse pose. And you may be thinking, corpse, wow, that's not a place I want to be. In actuality, it's a place where we prepare for what's next. It's our way of committing what we learned and what we created in this practice and cultivating the ability to carry that forward with us when we leave our yoga practice. So at this moment, you might be feeling relaxed, you might be feeling calm, you might be feeling wellness and wholeness in your body, which is exactly what you are. And it is through this practice of just lying here with the palms facing up that we carry that forward with us into our day, into all of our interactions. We don't need to lie here very long. We can hug the knees into the chest, roll over onto one side, and press yourself back up to a comfortable seated position. Now here we just allow our spine to grow nice and long, nice and tall. Maybe bring the hands to the heart and let yourself be filled with peace. In whatever form of peace that takes for you. Now allow your thoughts to travel to someone or some group of people anywhere in the world who could use a little bit of that peace right now. Let yourself expand fully as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, bow your head to your heart and send that person or group of people a little bit of your peace right now. Good, we'll come all the way back up. I thank you so much for sharing this practice with me today and for sharing your peace with the world. I wish you peace in your heart, ease in your mind, and light in your eyes until we meet again and always. Namaste. Namaste means the light within me bows with respect to the light in you. Thanks so much.